Jet Set from Pearson EDI, Level 2 Listening Test, Junior Version, Version 11. Do not start this test until the supervisor tells you to start. This test has 20 questions. There are two parts. Both parts have 10 questions. You will hear each recording twice. You will have 2 minutes to look at the questions for each part. Then you will listen and try to choose the correct answers to the questions. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. You will then hear each part again and try to answer any questions you may have missed. Now, look at the front of your answer sheet and see how to mark your answers. Now wait until the supervisor tells you to open your question paper. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part one. Part 1. Listen to the recording, read the statements, and select True, A, or False, B. Mark your answers on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, my name is John Jackson, and welcome to Tuesday's Children's Radio Program. Today, Peter Roberts is going to talk to us about children in the UK learning languages. Peter is 10 years old and can speak Spanish. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Tell us, Peter, why did you learn a new language?
I am going to study in Spain for 2 weeks, so I wanted to learn another language.
How long did you study Spanish for?
I studied for 1 month at my school. The lessons were for 2 hours every day.
Was the course hard?
I am a beginner, so I did find it hard. But some Spanish words are not that different. For example, hola in Spanish means hello in English.
And did that make the course easier?
No. Some things were very hard. For example, each verb is different at the end.
Why did you choose the Spanish language?
I have a Spanish friend, Juan. He lives in Murcia. Our school is visiting Spain this summer to study at the same school as Juan. I am also going on holiday to Madrid next year with my family.
Many children in other countries can speak English and study English in school. So isn't it easier just to speak English?
Yes, it is. Some schools in this country don't teach other languages. I want to speak in Spanish so I can speak to Juan and his friends when I visit their school.
Did you take a test at the end of the course?
Yes, I did.
And can we ask, did you pass?
Yes, I did. I got a really good mark. Now I can speak and write some Spanish to Juan, and this really helps.
Well done on passing your exam, Peter, and thank you for coming on the show. And now.
You will now hear the recording again.
Hello, my name is John Jackson, and welcome to Tuesday's Children's Radio Programme. Today, Peter Roberts is going to talk to us about children in the UK learning languages. Peter is 10 years old and can speak Spanish. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Tell us, Peter, why did you learn a new language?
I am going to study in Spain for 2 weeks, so I wanted to learn another language.
How long did you study Spanish for?
I studied for 1 month at my school. The lessons were for 2 hours every day.
Was the course hard?
I am a beginner, so I did find it hard. But some Spanish words are not that different. For example, hola in Spanish means hello in English.
And did that make the course easier?
No. Some things were very hard. For example, each verb is different at the end.
Why did you choose the Spanish language?
I have a Spanish friend, Juan. He lives in Murcia. Our school is visiting Spain this summer to study at the same school as Juan. I am also going on holiday to Madrid next year with my family.
Many children in other countries can speak English and study English in school. So isn't it easier just to speak English?
Yes, it is. Some schools in this country don't teach other languages. I want to speak in Spanish so I can speak to Juan and his friends when I visit their school.
Did you take a test at the end of the course?
Yes, I did.
And can we ask, did you pass?
Yes, I did. I got a really good mark. Now I can speak and write some Spanish to Juan, and this really helps.
Well done on passing your exam, Peter, and thank you for coming on the show. And now.
End of part one. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions for part two. Part 2. Read each question, listen to the recording, and select the correct answer A, B, C, or D. Mark your selection on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, children. My name is Mrs. Santrinos. I live in Spain with my husband, Pedro. He is Spanish. I am a teacher and I work in a school in Madrid. I am visiting your school this week to talk to you about learning languages. The children in Spain start school when they are 7 years old. I know in the UK that you start school when you are 5 years old. In my class, the children are 8 years old. They study the same subjects as children in the UK, maths, geography and history, but they also learn English. English is very hard to learn, but we try to make the lessons a lot of fun. We play games in English, and the children like writing English words next to the pictures they draw. The children study English on Mondays and Fridays. They have their classes in the mornings from 9:30 to 10:30. On Mondays we have our reading and writing lessons, and on Fridays we have our speaking lesson. Tomorrow we are going to learn some Spanish. Many people speak Spanish, not just the people who live in Spain. Did you know that people speak Spanish in many countries in South America too? I am going to teach you some Spanish words. They are not too hard to learn, so I hope you enjoy it. We are going to learn words like hola. In English, this is hello. I'm also going to tell you about Spanish food, like paella and tapas. So please come to learn Spanish tomorrow, and you can find out more. Please bring with you a notebook and a pencil. And don't forget that tomorrow the lesson is in the school hall and starts at 2 o'clock. Thank you for listening. I hope I see you tomorrow.
You will now hear the recording again.
Hello, children. My name is Mrs. Santrinos. I live in Spain with my husband, Pedro. He is Spanish. I am a teacher and I work in a school in Madrid. I am visiting your school this week to talk to you about learning languages. The children in Spain start school when they are 7 years old. I know in the UK that you start school when you are 5 years old. In my class, the children are 8 years old. They study the same subjects as children in the UK, maths, geography and history, but they also learn English. English is very hard to learn, but we try to make the lessons a lot of fun. We play games in English, and the children like writing English words next to the pictures they draw. The children study English on Mondays and Fridays. They have their classes in the mornings from 9:30 to 10:30. On Mondays, we have our reading and writing lessons, and on Fridays, we have our speaking lesson. Tomorrow, we are going to learn some Spanish. Many people speak Spanish, not just the people who live in Spain. Did you know that people speak Spanish in many countries in South America too? I am going to teach you some Spanish words. They are not too hard to learn, so I hope you enjoy it. We are going to learn words like hola. In English, this is hello. I'm also going to tell you about Spanish food, like paella and tapas. So please come to learn Spanish tomorrow, and you can find out more. Please bring with you a notebook and a pencil. And don't forget that tomorrow the lesson is in the school hall and starts at 2 o'clock. Thank you for listening. I hope I see you tomorrow.
End of part two. You now have an additional 5 minutes to transfer your answers to the OMR sheet. That is the end of the test.